Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You wrote in your notes about the World Series. Does any of this make you think the Tigers shouldn't care about money for Skubal?
Yeah, because you see the monster contract that Toronto gave Vlad Jr., which was 14 years, $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Shohei Ohtani had his deal, was it 10 years and $700 million, whatever it is. And there were some reports on Twitter last week or the week before that the Dodgers have already made up that money.
Yeah,
in its entirety, because, you know, Shohei is just such a phenomenon, that you start to think, okay, that's crazy money. But watching Vlad Jr. do what he's done in the postseason with 8 home runs, and I think he's got 15 RBI in the 16 games. He's like 27 for 65 in the playoffs. It's amazing. And obviously Ohtani being the dual threat that he is, he's incredible too, that these are the best players in the league. Tarek Skubal is one of the best players in the league. Should the Tigers give real consideration to say, okay, you know what? Screw it. This is the best player at his position in Major League Baseball. Why not give him an 8-year, $400 million contract?
You know, it's interesting because you and John Heyman did some reporting about what the Tigers' offer was, and he's gotten in on this, and it sounds like it's all Boris. It's probably information that's coming from Boris, and Boris is floating this stuff out there. And I'm resigned to the fact that he's never re-signing here. Unless they go above and beyond. Like, I'm not even sure 8 years and $400 million gets it done. You know, when you cite seeing what Vlad Guerrero does in the postseason, it's the first time I've circled back and said, yeah, but he didn't even get to the seventh. And I'm not, I haven't been in that camp. But when you cited that, I'm like, it'd be a lot easier if he went 9 inning complete and threw 125 pitches and they won the game.
Yeah, but that's not today's baseball.
It's not.
We've seen guys go complete games in the postseason, but they've thrown like 100 pitches to do it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, don't let your pitch count get driven up. Says guy sitting in a chair who hasn't thrown a baseball anywhere close to 99 miles an hour. But, you know, that's certainly one of their goals is to drive up the pitch count. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I think a lot can be made of that floated contract out there that the 4 years, $80 million extension that they were talking about going into last year.
Here's what my gut tells me. Gut tells me that Boris is giving reporters this information to make the Tigers look bad.
I agree with you 100%.
My gut tells me that there's no way in hell Boris is going to let him sign here.
Maybe not. maybe not. But at some point, you wonder if a deal is just too good to pass up on. And would 8 years and $400 million, would that be too good to pass up on?
No.
If you're Turek's
cool? I think he can pass on that.
And if he does, then you have to say, okay, enough. And then we'll either ride the season out with him, or we're going to trade him in the offseason.
You realize there's blank check people out there.
No, I know. And I'm curious how many blank check people there are. And this is why I'm watching the World Series and you see two of the best players in the game have monster contracts. And you can understand, okay, is Guerrero worth it? Hard to say he's not, you know, with what he's done. Hard to say. Obviously, Otani's worth it. They've already recouped their money, according to some reports. But this reported offer, do I think that Boris leaked it? 100% I think Boris leaked it. And yes, I agree with you, to make the Tigers look bad. And in reality, you can have a discussion about what that contract really was, if it was, you know, 4 years, $80 million deal that would have gone into effect starting this past season.
So we got two years of more money up front than he was going to get.
Yeah,
it's still a low offer
but it's also a first offer, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, he was getting paid $10 million. You got paid $10 million for 2025. Arbitration is likely to get him $20 million for 2026. So that's $30 million. And they offered him $80 over four. So giving him another 2 years, you know, you do the math on it and see what, you know, it'd be whatever. Obviously, it works out to $20 million a season, but he would have gotten a raise over this first year and then probably back end on the contract. But it also would have given him a chance to get to free agency in a few years and maybe really explode. But right now, if you're Scott Boras, it appears that what he is doing is positioning, I think, and I agree with it, he's trying to make the Tigers look bad, and he wants his client to get to free agency. And if that means that the Tigers will have to trade him in the offseason, he knows that there are only a few suitors out there that have.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The players that can offer that up to the Tigers, and those are teams that are likely future clients of Scott Boras.
This isn't the way to operate, but I've been asking myself, what's the worst case scenario in all of this? And the worst case scenario is that you keep Skubal. He goes through this season. You don't win the World Series. You lose in a free agency.
Yes, that is the worst case scenario.
If you keep Skubal, if you decide that you can't get what you want from the trade market for Skubal, I feel like the only choice is to really go all in. Like, this is different than the Lions, who I feel like have, I don't feel like they have a clock ticking down.
Mm-hmm.
If the Tigers can't trade Skubal at the winter meetings or whatever, I hope that they get, I think it's incumbent to be very active in free agency.
So I would agree with you. So to do something like, say, sign Dylan Cease, or a pitcher like Framber Valdez, or whatever, one of the top free agent pitchers out there, sign one of those guys, and then go out and go give Schwarber a contract,
something,
get them both,
something,
because you're not going to have to pay Skubal $40 million, because you're going to ride the season out, try to win a World Series this year, lose Skubal at the end of that of next season, but you've prepped that by signing his future replacement, one of these other pitchers, and then you've got a big bat in the lineup too. I mean, I can buy into that. But will the Tigers – we'll see what the Tigers do. We don't know what the Tigers would do. We don't know if the Tigers are going to throw a serious offer at Tarek Skubal. We don't know for sure that Tarek Skubal will reject any offer. Like I said, sometimes an offer comes and you're like, wow, that is way more than I expected. Yeah, okay. And if the Tigers put a time limit on it and say, we got to know by the end of the week. Do I agree with you that it's not likely to happen? That Scott Boras would advise him otherwise? Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
I think the last Skubal will pitch here for this coming season at most, and that's it. Because no matter what the Tigers offer, he will always run back to Boston, LA, New York. It's and look, he's just doing his job as an agent. He's got a reputation, and he does well for his clients financially. God, I hate this side of the sport. But.
Yeah, it's the business side, and this is. It's like any other business where you can have an agent negotiate on your behalf. You're asking that agent to get the best for you.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you can set your own parameters. You know, he could say, look, the offer is you can get $53 million a season from some other team or you can get $48 million a year from the Tigers.
Yep.
Does he want to stay here or not? Or does he want the money? If he wants the money, then there he goes.
Tim in Livonia. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
On Skubal, I agree with you completely that I think this all this information on the contract comes from Boras, and whether it's true or not, who knows? They made him essentially a short-term offer to stay a couple of more years, but I don't think Boras is trying to make the Tigers look bad. I really don't think this has anything to do with the Tigers. Boras is trying to make his client look good, Skubal, for not turning down a market-setting offer, for turning down what he calls a low-ball or non-competitive offer. And he's also playing to the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, and whoever else with the big, deep pocketbooks. He is historically does not allow his players to talk about new contracts until he has the big fish on the line, and the big fish are the Yankees and the Mets. There's no point in him talking to the Tigers right now, and it really has nothing to do with the Tigers. If he was a Miami Marlin or a Colorado Rocky or a Seattle Mariner, it would be the same exact approach. The Tigers.
Well, it's not specific in what you're saying. Actually, I think we're saying the same thing. You're saying it's not specific to the Tigers. You're saying it's specific to the Tigers' class of teams. If you're not the Yankees, the Red Sox, Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers, whatever it is, if you're not in that top tier, he's going to treat you the same. So maybe it's not specific to the Tigers, but I think we're pretty much saying the same thing. We talk some NFL next. 97.1 The Ticket. Sometimes Gator stories are doom and gloom, and sometimes sports gets us all worked up. I have a newfound respect for a guy. I don't know how many people heard what Brad Marchand did, but Brad Marchand has a good friend by the name of J.P. McCallum. J.P. McCallum's daughter passed away from cancer at the age of 10. Mm. Brad Marchand is good friends with him. J.P. McCallum coaches high-level under-18 hockey in Canada. And I believe Marchand is a co-owner of the team. He requested time off from the Florida Panthers, flew up to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and coached his friend's team, J.P. McCallum's, the team he coaches, in the wake of him losing his daughter. Marchand took the time off from the Panthers. The Panthers granted it to him to go do a solid for a good friend of his who just lost their daughter to cancer. There's no tragedy like that. And I have spent a lot of time railing against how much I can't stand Brad Marchand.
Right, right.
And now I feel like the biggest boob ever because that is a class move.
You don't have to feel like a boob. You can just acknowledge that this is a
let me have my boob moment.
But you're not. It's you can be respectful of what he's done, which is awesome. This is a great story, and these are stories that need to be told. Because it does take some of the sting off of rivalries and everything else, that things that you don't like. And okay, these are human beings, and what he did is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's awesome.
Yep. And there's a fundraiser and he's donating a bunch of his stuff.
And good for the Florida Panthers saying, yep, yeah, go take the time off. It's fine.
Yep. So tragic story. And guy from sports that I think a lot of people in Detroit are giving a hard time. Looks like he really did a class thing here. So good for Brad Marchand. And look, sports communities can rally around tragic stories.
They do a lot.
Yep. And that's probably the best, brings out the best. There's a lot, athletes do a ton of stuff that doesn't get acknowledged.
Right. So when it happens, you like to acknowledge it.
Yep.
Because a lot of these things happen behind the scenes. So many of them don't want the publicity about it. They like to keep it private. And then some will make it a little bit more public, and that's fine too. I saw a great video the other day, yesterday, in fact, of it was Jackson Dart who had visited, I think it was a hospital, and visited some kid in the hospital who's got cancer. And it was awesome. And it's heartwarming. Yeah, it brings a tear to your eye. And it just reminds you how great people can be. And you know, athletes, certainly. They can make a kid's day, make a kid's life.
And those are tough situations. When you're a young athlete, the college kids that do it, they go visit a children's hospital. I know in Ann Arbor it's at Mott all the time. And those are tough rooms to walk into. And it's amazing how many athletes come out of there saying, I feel like by knowing them, I'm a better person, and they, you know, have done me a favor for perspective and all that. So anyway, look. In a world where we at times spit vitriol and get mad, I've gotten mad at Marchand, but a class move.
But not now.
Not now.
Not. He gets a pass for a long time.
He does. I'm gonna put away the disdain for a minute.
Yeah.
By a minute, I mean a while. Gator, do Vegas odds mean much?
Oh, they mean everything.
Do they?
No.
Because our friends at BetOnline.ag. Just did the if traded their next team. And guess who's favored to come to Detroit if traded?
All right, say this again. This is...
If he gets traded, what are the odds for each team that player lands up with, say, okay, our Lions?
All right.
The Lions are favored for one player.
Is it Jalen Phillips?
Nope.
Oh, good God. If it's a big, the capital letters IF.
Yep.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yep. 2-1.
Uh-huh.
Tampa's 3-1. Washington 4-1. Dallas 5-1. San Francisco 6-1. Seattle 8-1. Philly 10-1. Carolina 12-1.
You know, it's funny to me because if you look at it,
I'd love to have him.
Yeah, of course. But let's say you're Cincinnati and you do decide to trade him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take the deal from the Lions? Or, I mean, you're going to find which team you think is going to have the best draft pick and you take it from them. You're not going to just, oh, Detroit, sure.
Well, it depends, right? Detroit might have to up the ante. We're going to have to give the first round pick when somebody else offers a second.
Yeah, it all depends on the offer. But I think a big part of that offer is where you suspect that team's going to be drafted.
Yep, that is correct.
And a lot of those teams, I think, if Hendrickson came to the Lions, I would think the Lions might be drafting in the 30s.
I think there'd be a good chance, yeah.
So other teams, maybe not.
Well, we'll see if this happens to be just one of those times where the value of the player is overstated and the draft pick is one that's agreeable to Brad Holmes. Here is Rico Beard. What's up, man?
He's talking Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
2-1, according to betonline.ag.
Is he?
If he gets
traded. If he gets traded.
Of here?
If he gets traded, we're the 2-1 favorites. We. Detroit's a 2-1 favorite.
Yeah, somehow I don't see that happening.
You don't see him getting traded.
Party.
Yeah, I'm
Cincinnati is just not going to do anything. And I don't think that's what Brad Holmes would do.
It has to be a Snacks Harrison, Randy Moss type of return where you're like, that's all they gave up? And that does happen every once in a while.
It does.
I'm not trying to create that as an expectation, though. That feels like it's the outlier.
No, because Hendrickson is coming off back-to-back seasons with 17 sacks or whatever. It's not like, you know, Randy Moss, who was going through the motions and with the Raiders. And if Hendrickson is moved, he's going to be for a first-round pick, I have to imagine.
See, I just looked at – I think that they're just saving up money to pay off their last of their core players. And I don't see him as part of their core players where they got to pay – Gibbs, they got
to
pay.
Yeah, but they don't have to pay. This is just a rental.
Yeah, his contract's up after
right.
this year.
But I'm saying I think that Trey wants some security.
Oh, he might, yes. Yeah, and that's
Trey
the other
would,
part.
But Trey's got nothing to do with him getting traded.
Well, I mean, he could say, well, I don't want to go there. I want to go to a team that they're going to actually give me some security.
Yeah, I don't know what say he has about it, but yeah. I think you're right. All right, what are you guys going to play coming up next?
We had a question for people out there. Lions becoming good. Has that taken away your college football care?
Interesting. Factor? All right. Have a great show, everyone. Stay safe. Have a great show. Rico, sorry. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other.
I want to stay safe, too.
you stay safe, and you treat people with respect. Rico Beard, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.